You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of the Mission Matters Business Podcast, your source for all things business. My name is Adam Torres. You can follow me on Instagram at AskAdamTorres. Keep up with my book releases, book tour schedule, signings, all that other good stuff. Always love to connect with you there. And as always, if you'd like to apply to become a co-author of one of my upcoming books, just head on over to the website, missionmatters.com, and click on Become an Author to Apply. All right, so today is a very special reunion 2020 episode. What is that? That's what I had on a guest in the past, and I liked them so much I had to bring them right on back. So today's special return guest is Todd Palmer, and he is a CEO, business coach, and keynote speaker. Todd, welcome back to the show.
Adam, I'm glad to be back. Thanks for bringing me back to your audience.
Oh, man, it's excited to catch back up with you, and definitely loving today's topic. So entrepreneurship, imposter syndrome, growing and scaling a company, I mean, lots of great things to talk about there. But before we do, I don't want to assume that our new listeners caught the first episode. So that being said, let's get a little bit more into what you're doing as a business coach and speaker.
Yeah, so basically what I do is I work with entrepreneurs and leaders around the topics of human capital, and how to grow and scale your business from the inside out. My methodology is I work first with the leader and the entrepreneur. I help them figure out where they're going. If they're stuck, help them get unstuck. And then we apply that methodology to the business and help them grow and scale. It all comes down to people, because people make all the decisions around cash, around strategy, around execution, and around staff. So my specialty is essentially I am the coach who specializes in the people category of a business.
And so what type of client? I mean, there's a lot of business owners, a lot of entrepreneurs, a lot of executives listening. What type of person or entrepreneur are typically the right fit for you?
You know, the best fits for me are the entrepreneurs who have either reached a ceiling of complexity and their businesses are growing fine, but it's reached that point where they're not able to break through to the next level. Or even the entrepreneur whose business was going along great, like mine was at one point, and then all of a sudden you hit a dip in the road and business starts to decline. And the story I often tell people is my story. Back in 2006, when I started the company, I was, 27 years old. 10 years later, I'm in a spot where the business is $600,000 in debt. I'm 2 months away from running out of all of my cash, including losing the house that my son and I lived in. I was a single parent. I had a toxic and dysfunctional team culture because I suffered massively from imposter syndrome, because no matter what I did, I never felt good enough. And I was only good enough if the business was doing great. That meant I was doing great. But if the business was doing poorly, that meant I was a failure. I hired a coach, walked in September 9th, 2006, fired my entire company. I started over. And during that process of learning to hire people for DNA, not for resume, and focusing on margin over revenue, we were able to grow the business back, paid off all of the debt, and made the Inc. 5000 as one of the fastest growing companies in America an amazing 6 times. So I tell people that story so that they, one, realize that if they're struggling, others like myself have struggled as well. And there is, with the help and the repositioning of yourself as the leader and repositioning of your business potentially, you can get out of that to much greater success.
Man, what a story. And I think that's a great transition. I mean, let's get into it. So imposter syndrome, tell us a little bit more.
Well, you know, what I always define my imposter syndrome is, and I always try to paint a picture, especially on audio podcasts like yours, of imagine you're in a car and someone else is driving, and that someone else is driving you down the wrong road, and someone else is giving you a lot of negative impact, a lot of negative feedback. It's basically telling you that my imposter syndrome would tell me basically you suck, you're not good at what you do, and the company's doing poorly because of your contributions. Well, when I shifted around the imposter syndrome and realized that I needed to take the wheel of my business, put the imposter syndrome in the passenger seat, and not let it dictate my life, dictate my decisions, and dictate the course of my business, that's when things really shifted and changed. And that took a while. It took a lot of repeat reinforcement. It took a lot of mindfulness, a lot of self-awareness, and a lot of growth on my part. But essentially, once I silenced that itty-bitty negative committee in my head, I was able to turn things around quite well.
Oh, man, I haven't heard anybody bring that one up. That itty-bitty negative committee, you heard it here. I love it, Todd. What do you think are some of the reasons that these come up for people? Because I've seen it. I've seen it quite a few times, and I think I've heard it I've heard it called, like, self-sabotaging or something like that, but I've never really bought into that part. What do you think kind of causes this?
You know, what I've seen with the entrepreneurs that I've worked with is, you know, the best way I find to answer your question is to tell a story about somebody I work with where, you know, his business is on a great trajectory. He brought me in because he'd reached a ceiling of complexity, and we got him unstuck around a couple of things. Business is really taking off, and we're on a call. I said, you know, you just don't sound satisfied with the progress you've made. You don't sound pleased with where you are. He goes, no matter whatever I do, I'm just not going to be good enough. I said, well, I've been there. I understand that you're talking to yourself that way. Where does that come from for you? And he said, you know, I've heard it since I was a kid. I was, you know, second born. My brother was awesome. My dad was a rock star. I'm never going to be good enough. I said, well, here's the deal. Let's do this. Why don't you and I jump on a call, call your dad. Now, I will be third-party validation about how awesome you're doing. We'll do data-driven conversations about where the business was, where the business is at now, how the profits have increased, and how your revenue's increased. Why don't we set that call up? I'm happy to do it. Let's set that up today. He got really quiet. He goes, I can't make that call because my dad's been gone for 15 years, and he still impacts my life on a daily basis. And that just broke my heart. So what that told me for, like, a lot of us, it's the way our parents spoke to us. It's the world we lived in and how we processed that input from others, and that input from others became the internal tape in our head, and we believed it to be true. So a lot of the work I do with my entrepreneurs is to swap that tape out of their head. If it was a negative tape, let's put a more positive tape in. Let's do some positive things on a daily basis to get you where you need to go. Because when you're like I was, when you're 600 grand in debt, the easy solution is to file bankruptcy. It takes a lot of work to not do that. So that within the work is where the nuggets of wisdom come from, where the growth occurs by leaning into those uncomfortable conversations, most often with yourself as well as with other people.
Let's talk a little bit more about how that growth happens and also scaling. So let's say that somebody is, you know, kind of getting over that and or dealing with it, or however we want to word it, and they're going into and they're starting to hit their stride. How do they kind of stay on course?
You know, it's very much simple steps every day, and a lot of it requires, you know, that self-compassion. Where are you and where do you want to go? And when you take those small steps to remember where you know, it's one step every day. So what I do with my clients is we'll do a lot of work around what do you ultimately want? And a lot of people say that I want to make money. I want to be a millionaire. That's easy. That's the byproduct of something. Ultimately, where I find it really where the growth occurs is when the entrepreneur anchors himself in why they're really doing it, not how they're doing it, using Simon Sinek's model. And once they figure out why they're doing it, what's going to drive them to get to the next level? So for me, I was blessed. I actually worked with Simon Sinek before he even wrote his first book. I worked with him for 2 years to come down with two words. And the two words I got after those 2 years were, my goal in life is to improve lives. That's my why. That's why I got out of being a recruiting CEO, started Extraordinary Advisors to help the leaders that I run into. So every decision I make is in regards to improving lives. So by being on your podcast today, I'm hoping somebody will hear one takeaway that will make their life a little bit better. So with the entrepreneurs that I work with, when I anchor them into why are you doing this? Why is this going to matter to you in 10 years that you're doing this today? That's where a lot of the growth takes place. Then we move them into what niche can you own? Where can you get the greatest amount of impact for the greatest amount of margin, and how do we grow and scale that business that way? Because if we're going to try to be all things to all people in a crowded space, then you're always going to fight on price. And that's really what I've seen is not something that's going to be scalable. But if you can find the niche where you can blow your business up to the next level, then the world is your oyster. I worked with a company in California, for example, that was in the healthcare staffing space. That's a pretty crowded area. They were able to niche down over a few years to figure out they're going to be in the healthcare staffing space within the public school sector, because in the public schools, there's always the school nurse, et cetera. They found a sub-niche of placing physical therapists within the school environment. They owned that niche, and they grew that business at strong margins in this really tiny category, but they were the marketplace leader in a tiny category. So there's always opportunity within crowded spaces if someone like myself as a coach can come in and help the leader figure out what do they do best.
Man, that's awesome, Todd. And I can talk to you about this all day. We're going to be having you back for the Reunion 2021 episode. I can't wait. But
that's going to be a blast.
If somebody's listening to this and they want more information on working with you or extraordinaryadvisors.com, what's the best way for them to follow up?
You know, what I challenge anybody who wants to have a conversation for free, 30 minutes, because they heard me on Adam's podcast, just send me a quick email to todd@extraordinaryadvisors.com or go on my website to the Contact Us Now button. Either one works. Let's get a call on the calendar. Let's have a conversation about what you're struggling with right now, whether, again, it's the internal dialogue of the internal itty-bitty negative committee that's feeding into your imposter syndrome, or something I can help you to do. One idea I might be able to throw out to help you grow and scale your business. That helps me feed my why, my improving lives methodology and mentality. So I hope they'll reach out and book a call.
Man, that's awesome. Well, hey, Todd, been awesome catching up with you on this episode. And thank you for all the nuggets of wisdom you gave on overcoming imposter syndrome and also sharing your background. And to the audience, as always, thank you for tuning in. Hope you got a lot of value out of this. If you did, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. Leave me a review on the Apple iTunes store. If you're watching this on our YouTube channel, Mission Matters Business, definitely give us a review there, and also leave us some comments in the comment section on the video. Love to hear what you thought and what kind of projects you're working on. And Todd, thanks again for coming back on the show.